My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bobby rewatches the Cowboys-Browns game and all the observations we did not get to yesterday coming up at 7:20. We will ask Reddit at 7:40 and Jerry Jones live for the first time this season at 8:30 here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo. And that stands for Turn It On, Leave It On Tolo. Chris Navarre said Tyreek time. My brother, an attorney in Maryland, eagerly listening on the Odyssey app. So yesterday, the Miami Police Department, who had placed one of the officers on administrative leave, came out and said Tyreek Hill was uncooperative. And then the body cam footage came out. We've split it into two pieces of audio. Again, best to watch it for yourself. But here is part one with officers having a problem with Tyreek Hill not putting his window down when they wanted.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
All right, stop it. Two things to start off with. Tyreek telling them, don't knock on my window like that. Hey, man, don't knock on my window like that.
Yeah.
You then hear an officer who is behind Tyreek's vehicle say, that's Tyreek Hill. All right? So someone noticed it was Tyreek. And that was Tyreek in the beginning saying, don't be knocking on my window like that.
Hey, keep your window down. Manny. Hey, keep your window down. Keep your window down. I'm going to get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Give me that.
Get out of the car.
Give me that. We'll break that freaking window.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out. What part of violence do you understand? Hey, Drew, I'm getting arrested, Drew.
All right, stop it. Okay, so Tyreek had the window down initially where I'm imagining he gave his license registration. The officers come back. The windows roll back up. He's on the phone with Drew Rosenhaus, his agent. All right, so they say, roll down the window, keep the window down. About three times, he doesn't do it. They're like, we're going to smash the window, get out of the car. Then they grab Tyreek, yank him out of the vehicle, and he's talking to Rosenhaus on the phone. Drew, I'm getting arrested as they put Tyreek face down on the concrete.
I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting out, bro.
When we tell you to do something, you do it. You understand?
I'm getting out.
You understand? Not what you want, but what we tell you.
I'm getting out.
You're a little f***ing confused.
I'm getting out, bro.
Too late. Too late.
All right, bro. Take me to jail, bro. Do what you got to do, bro.
We are. We will.
Good, bro.
It is good.
Hey.
Don't worry about it. I hung up the phone.
Okay. So I imagine that's the officer that got placed on the administrative leave. That is the one for those defending Tyreek, saying overly aggressive, power trip, out of control. Your job is to de-escalate. And he's sitting there yelling, screaming, and talking smack to Tyreek.
Yeah, that's not how I don't think they are trained. My assumption is they're not trained to trash talk. And again, I don't know. There's power trips everywhere. That was definitely escalated beyond what it should have. I don't. This is one of those things where, like, you, it's not a you have to fall on one side or the other. That's what these things have become, though, because there is a case to be made that excessive force was used, and Tyreek escalated it to that point by refusing to just do what they said. So, like, you can it's one of those things where, like, you have to fall on one side, but, well, it's not really one side. Like, I don't think either one wants to be on that hill. This is not the incident. There's plenty of incidents to be on the hill. This is not the incident.
Well, I found myself falling on a side, and I was against Tyreek in watching this. Social media, Twitter was with him. My brother, like, all the screenshots from his attorney friends as we were debating for hours and hours on end last night, also on Tyreek's side. Unnecessary, over the top, and excessive. Look, man, I'm just going to, this will be a simple rule for me that I tell both my kids. This is the way I live. You all can live differently. When a police officer tells me to do something, you do it. When a police officer has to repeat it 3 to 5 times, you can get shot. End of lesson. That's the lesson in the Sharif house. That's what I'm going to tell my kids. When a police officer, position of authority, has more authority than you, tells you to do something, you do it. And when you don't, and you lollygag, and you go about it on your schedule, things can happen. And that's what I think happened to Tyreek Hill. He didn't want to roll the window down. He wanted to give them attitude. Was it excessive? Yes, probably. But I just go back to the bottom line of listen to the cop. Listen to the police officer. So that's part one.
Yeah, so my first thought on this when we saw it yesterday was Tyreek did not represent it the way he did post-game. That he said, had my hands on the wheel, was polite, yes sir, no sir.
Yes.
The other thing I was interested in, and I was just trying to Google it while we were sitting here doing the segment, I was trying to see, like, Florida law specifically about rolling down your window, what's required of you.
So that's a great topic. That is a comment that I saw over and over and over and over again saying it is not illegal. Tyreek does not have to roll down his window in order to cooperate. And I was like, how else am I taught? Is it better for me to open my vehicle door? That would seem scarier. But a lot of people said you do not have to roll down your window.
So in Florida, there is a law that you have to roll down your window. But what I'm not clear on, what I'm trying to see here is,
because Tolo Chris told us last night for Texas, you have to crack it.
Minimum.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the rule is.
So in Florida, what I was reading from these different law firms that had this as an answer about traffic stops in Florida was they said that you have to, one of them said you have to roll it down enough to be able to just comfortably pass documents and be able to communicate through that crack. And then it said, there was another one I read that said any lawful order. Essentially, that it says basically Florida law requires drivers to follow lawful orders, which includes rolling your window down and keeping it down if they tell you to. Now, so I mean, I think there's a little bit of discrepancy there. In some states, Tyreek Hill, what he did, even if they consider it difficult or whatever else, it's completely legal to do what he did. And so the legality, of course, is one thing. Regardless of what it is, Tyreek was clearly being a little difficult and was kind of being an ass, but like that then was escalated by those officers.
He was uncooperative and kind of like entitled.
I think they're both wrong.
And they were they did what they are not supposed to do, which is they were not the adult in the situation. They were they were egotistical, power tripping, like, oh, you're not gonna disobey my order. We're gonna drag you out of the car. Like, it's, you know, it's not a one side or the other. Like,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, Tyreek started it by being uncooperative. They should not have taken it to the spot where he's sitting there face down on the concrete.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them getting him out of the car. Because I do subscribe, I do side on the side of the police officers. Tyreek's windows are totally tinted out. I know people roll their eyes at this, but it only takes one time for someone to have a weapon in their vehicle. That the officers don't know, right? They're trained to assume that you have a gun in there and that their lives are on the line. Tyreek's windows, who said this? Antonio Brown said, those are the most tinted out windows I've ever seen in my entire life. They don't know what Tyreek is doing inside the vehicle. Yanking him out, I don't have a problem with. Did you have to shove him on the ground and put him face first? It doesn't look good. And then part two is Calais Campbell and Dolphin teammates pass the scene, see what's happening, stop their vehicle in front. Remember, this is traffic getting into a game. So a lot of people are like, why'd it take four motorcycles? Why'd it take four cops to surround? There is a lot of a police presence, right? When you're heading into a stadium or heading into a game, I'm assuming that's why it was. But these are the officers. Calais Campbell's trying to come up on the scene, and these are the officers dealing with him while they're telling Tyreek, sit down on the sidewalk in handcuffs.
Hey, don't park there. Don't park there.
Hey. I just had surgery on my knee. I just had surgery in your ears when we come here with the window down.
Chill, bro. Hey, John New, bro.
Back up.
Hey, call Drew. Hey, call Drew, bro. Hey, call Drew, bro. Hey, what? Hey, call Drew, bro. Just call Drew. Hey.
This is to the teammates.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen. Hey, man, they got Tyreek. Hey. The cops over here beating on him, man. They over here beating on Tyreek,
man. Listen, big man, don't park there, man. Just get in the car.
Hey, Drew, you got to come, man.
Just get in the car.
Right on the side of the...
Hey, get in the car. You're parked in the middle of the street.
I'm in the car.
You got to go before you get a ticket.
I'm in the car.
Who's the driver?
This is my car.
All right, move. You got to move right now. Let me have your license. You're going to have a ticket, too.
I'm coming.
Let me have your license. You're going to have a ticket. Let me have your license.
I'm leaving.
I'm not playing. Let me have your license.
I'm leaving.
Your license right now. Your license right now. You're not going to give me your license?
In the car.
You're not going to give me your license?
I'm leaving.
Let me have your license. Your license right now. Hey, your license right now.
I'm leaving.
Or I'm going to lock you up. Your license right now.
He just told me to.
Your license right now. You're dealing with me now. Your license right now.
So I really felt for, this is a no-win situation. I felt for Calais Campbell here. You have instances of police brutality, right? That we have all seen with our very eyes, George Floyd and others. And Calais Campbell is probably assuming that Tyreek Hill is being victimized by the police. And at the same time, he's being told 6, 7, 8 times, don't park there, get in the car, and move on. You leave your teammate like that, like leave your friend like that. It's hard not to just be sitting there on the sidewalk and being frozen in that moment, knowing what to do with the cops saying, get out of here, versus Tyreek Hill being surrounded by 5 cops.
Well, yeah, that one cop was like, get out of here. And then the other one was like, no, now you're dealing with me. It's like, oh, well, are you the boss? Are you in charge? Like that dude is the one. I assume that's the one that's on leave because. He did seem that he wanted to have the story be about him.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those where it's somebody on the fan text just said it a second ago. Tyreek and the cops are both examples of like, this is how you don't handle a traffic stop. Like both of them.
This
like,
is a training video.
Tyreek locked in. The other thing is that they clearly know who Tyreek Hill is. I think it's a pretty safe assumption at that point that he's not going to have a weapon in the vehicle. Like the fear of safety, like, you know what he's doing. He's going to the game. I don't think there's the same sort of questions that you would have pulling over somebody who you don't know who it is or where they're going. A lot of questions were answered right there. So in general, I think Tyreek Hill made it way more difficult than he needed to be. Wanted to clearly be in some little mood. And then the police officers escalated it. And it seemed like it escalated as soon as one of them said it was Tyreek Hill. And it was almost like somebody realized, oh, this is Tyreek. Okay, yeah. Well, they're not going to show me up.
Were the haters wrong about the 49ers? Is Jordan Love going on IR? This fantasy receiver is going to be missing for you. And we rewatched the Cowboys-Cleveland beatdown. That's all next with Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.